The U.S. war on drugs has cost our country $1 trillion and hundreds of thousands of lives north and south of the border. California Governor Schwarzenegger's decision last Thursday to decriminalize possession of up to an ounce of pot is a deliberate step toward a truce in that war and lightens the burden of the criminal justice system that gets constipated with these petty battles, drains the economy, and wastes law enforcement time that could be spent dealing with serious crime. Interesting timing, isn't it? Proposition 19, the regulation and taxation of cannabis for adults, is on the electoral horizon, and Schwarzenegger opposes it. This brings up an interesting dilemma. If one can legally possess cannabis in California, don't we have to legalize and regulate the growing of it? Otherwise, where are people supposed to get their marijuana? From Mexico? Ah, there's the rub. The turf war that we are witnessing now on the border with Mexico has very much to do with the illegal trafficking of marijuana. It's time to realize that continued prohibition is a national security threat, and it is foolish to think we are not complicit in the violence there. Pot comes this way, weapons go that way. Check out the grassroots action of JustSayNow.com founder Daniel Pacheco interrupting a speech of U.S. drug czar Gil Karlikowski and delivering a petition of 52,000 signatures to legalize and regulate marijuana. We really have to get smarter about our relationship with Mexico, whether it concerns marijuana or the hot-button issue of immigration, especially when it comes to electing someone new to the office of governor. Billionaire candidate Meg Whitman is adamant about secure borders, deportation, and outright rejects the DREAM Act, which would provide a path for legalization and higher education for the children of undocumented workers who have lived in America for most of their lives. She forbids them to realize their dreams, while she is free to live hers by any means necessary. Her pre-eBay roots, as far as I could trace them, go back to the wealthy enclaves of Boston. Maybe she's related to the original Tea Party gang, immigrants. It was reported last week that Ms. Whitman employed undocumented worker Nikki Diaz for 9 years. While Meg ruled her empire, Ms. Diaz cleaned up after her. Whitman claimed ignorance about her employee's legal status, but these politics are increasingly familiar. When someone is outspoken or obsessed about illegal immigrants, they usually have one in their own backyard. Same deal if some congressman or evangelical is outraged by the gay agenda. They are soon caught with their pants down in the men's room. Why not confess, tell it like it is, and refresh our legislature with laws that reflect our real world? Come out of the closet and get real about our relationships. Especially with Mexico. Less than 200 years ago, California, Texas, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico all belonged to Mexico. That's how the Mexican-American War began. President John Tyler wanted to annex Texas, and Mexico said no. The next president, Polk, offered to buy New Mexico for $5 million and California for $40 million. Mexico said no, gracias. They had just freed themselves from Spanish colonialization, and now these gringos wanted their land, so they fought for it, and they lost. Through the Treaty of Guadalupe de Hidalgo, they ceded the lands, and those who remained in the relinquished territories were guaranteed safety and protection of existing property rights. But alas, as was the fate of treaties with indigenous people in North America, this was not honored. And now we have this hysterical border mania. You know, the difference between European immigration to North America and Central American immigration to the U.S. is that the Europeans used relentless force and violence to overthrow and murder the native population, while the immigrants from the South risk their lives to come here, work for us, make our lives easier, and are obviously the backbone of our economy. The truth is, borders are just made-up lines in the sand, and laws are simply words on a page. Either can be erased and replaced with something that serves us all, a higher good. Let's make peace with Mexico. Let's make peace with drugs. Let's open and regulate borders and engage in rational, realistic drug policies. Let a little sunlight in. Think of the productivity and rich cultural diversity if we join forces with Mexico and evolve into Americo. Then we can all smoke a big fatty and celebrate our mutual dependence on each other. Yeah, a new paradigm. End the war on drugs, and instead of a treaty, we'll sign a declaration of dependence.
This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear more of my commentary at my website, sherryglazer.net.